From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
And another outlook from a bank, and it's a slog, but we see some light. I think I see some light, Andrew.
Yes, it is. Yes, we had an update on sentiment of local business yesterday, the latest iteration of the ANZ business outlook. And the takeaway here, Mike, is that there is good evidence of economic recovery, but it's tepid, and I'm characterising it as a beige recovery as opposed to a sort of vibrant, colourful, frothy one. That sort of tepid recovery seems to be the current consensus. And look, it is being supported by things like employment confidence and consumer confidence and some of the hard data spending, actual employment. But look, there's always plenty of interest in the ANZ business outlook and how it prints. And at the headline level, Mike, business confidence has held steady, or it's stalled, depending on your point of view. So it's come in flat, actually marginally lower than it was in February, plus 58. And just looking at the breakdown there, Auckland's helping, which is unusual at the moment. It's at plus 58, but Wellington plus 45. So they're still a bit gloomy down there. Now, the supporting X did improve. So expected own activity plus 4 points to plus 49. Past own activity, that's the best GDP indicator, that lifted 4 points. And actually, if you look at the correlation of that to GDP, Mike, it's suggesting quite robust GDP growth this year, which I think may be a little optimistic. Past employment rose 1 point as well. And sort of pushing down into some of the detail, Mike, export intentions. Unsurprisingly, the agri sector is looking much more positive than manufacturing. Profit expectations have lifted, but farmers are, in ANZ own words, a huge outlier to the upside. Cost expectations have pushed up, and inflation expectations 1 year out have lifted slightly. In the ANZ, Mike, they do note this lift in inflation indicators, and we need to be a little bit wary of this, particularly with the inflation concerns that are kind of front and centre in other parts of the world. Those sort of inflations ticking up a little bit, that won't derail. Nothing here will derail the OCR cuts that we are expecting. But as I think I've said before, I think you can expect 3.25, you can expect 50 basis points, but that's probably all you can be certain about at the moment. Look, but Mike, look, to summarise, the business environment has definitely improved, but it does feel, you called it a slog, I'd call it a hesitant process, and there's plenty of industry variation in there.
Okay, talk to me about the RB. Are they going to change anything? And if they do, is that material for you and me?
Well, you know, it could be. It's one of these slow burn things. But this was actually, in a way, this was a bit of a surprise. I mean, the RBNZ is going to review the bank capital requirement. Now, this little bombshell was dropped yesterday by RBNZ Chairman Neil Quigley during a hearing of Parliament's Finance and Expenditure Committee. And the bank is responding, apparently, to increased scrutiny on the capital requirements and its monitoring of international views on capital standards. And Mike, in my view, it's hard not to feel the hand of political pressure in the background as well. Yeah. Look, my understanding is that the RB, there's been suggested the RB, they'll look at the actual intended increases, the ones that they've said they're going to do, but also potentially pause the process. So look, the increase in capital requirements, so this how much capital the banks need to hold in relation to their lending. Look, it's a gradual process. It steps up every year till 2028. The announcement, Mike, would appear to have been coordinated with the government because the Minister of Finance issued a press release around the same time. I would make the comment, Mike, these capital requirements, they were strongly championed by the now departed Governor Adrian Orr. It seems highly unlikely that this would have happened if he was still the governor. I think it should, Mike, over time create a slightly easier lending environment in New Zealand. In that respect, that is a positive to keep the wheels of commerce turning. So I think it's a good development.
Lay some numbers on me.
Yeah, so look, we're rapidly getting closer to Liberation Day, aren't we? Although for our US consumers, it's probably more like Commiseration Day. And the markets probably priced a little bit of this in. We were offshore markets outside of the US reacted quite negatively yesterday. Overnight, it's actually not been too bad. The Dow Jones is up 0.25%, 102 points, 41,683. The S&P 500 down 0.38, 5559. And the Nasdaq, though, the one that's been hurt a little bit, it's down 1.2%, 209 points, 17,113. But yesterday, yeah, the FTSE 100 lost 0.88%, 8582. The Nikkei got pretty smacked. It was down 4%. Real concerns there about the impact of tariffs. That's down 1,000. 1,502 points, 35,617. Shanghai Composite lost about 0.5%. The ASX 200 got really hit, 1.7% fall, 7,843. We lost 17 points. We were a relatively modest fall, 12,270, 0.14%. Overnight, Kiwi is weaker, 0.5671 against the US, 0.9082 against the Aussie, 0.5245 against the euro. We are hitting 10-year lows on the pound. It has broken through 44.4393. Yep, not good if you're going on holiday. 85.02 against the Japanese yen. Gold is surging, $3,118, and Brent crude, $74.79.
These are interesting times. Okay, mate, see you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.